Hey guys, I'm Jason Guymon, host of the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I am a self-employed entrepreneur. I grew my pressure washing business to $1 million business in just under 5 years. And now I'm helping hundreds of pressure washers start and grow their pressure washing business also. I'm helping you so that you can be the king of pressure washing in your area. Today's show is going to be an awesome show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. Are you ready to get to the next level? Let's get started. What up, guys? Jason Guymon here, and tonight we're going to talk about surfactants. We got on this kick the other day. I did with some people in my mentorship group, and the question was, do you use surfactant, and what surfactant do you use, right? What surfactant do you use, and do you use surfactant? Do you need surfactant? And so this is what I want to hit on tonight as we talk about surfactants. And yes, I know that you can tell me, and I'm going to talk about the benefits of surfactant. I'm going to talk about why you use surfactants, and then I'm going to give you kind of what the overall was with the use of surfactants. So that's what I'm going to hit on tonight. And Gain works great. And that is a good point. And so this weekend, I had a good weekend. It was my oldest daughter went to a soccer. She ain't playing. My wife took her. So I actually had my youngest daughter. And so with that, I took her to, I had my youngest daughter. So we went and did, our horseback riding lessons and all that good stuff. And today I am started to do a, 4 hour, I know what I did else last night that I love to do is I love to burn. I love the burn stuff. So I have a couple acres here on my property and we had a tree blow over. And so I had me a pretty good fire going and I just like to watch the fire burn. And if you ever knew, this was an old crabapple tree that blew over. It had two strands of Christmas lights still in it. And they burn really pretty colors when you burn Christmas lights. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but it'll give you some greens and blues and all kinds of pretty colors in that. You're not supposed to be burning that stuff, but I did. And so today we went and with Water Rescue, we are starting a new dive class for this, for our divers here for our thing. And so we had a good pool session. And you know, there's a lot that you can learn from all different kinds of things. And so the very first thing that we did is we made them swim 30 minutes and some people struggle 30 minutes to swimming. And then we have them float and some people struggle. So the people that struggle over here don't struggle over here. Right. And that's kind of like business. So I know some people that are really technician mindset and they don't struggle with the cleaning part, but they struggle with the sales part. Right. Or I know people that are very sales savvy and they're not very tech savvy. And so it takes both. And that's the thing about business. And so not one's better than the other. It's just, you got to do it to make business business. Right. And so that's just kind of why I wanted to hit on that a little bit of, you know, the people that you might think that, oh, they're not doing very good here, or this is over here for that. And so with that, we got Mr. Chris Johnson in the house. What's up? What's up? What's up? We got BR Exterior Cleaning Pros. How are you doing? What's up, Jason? Caesar, how are you doing? Rivertown Pro Wash. Gain works great. Scott Ferguson, what's up? Yes, sir. Use some tonight on a roof. It does work. Makes it sticky, baby. Hello, Jason. How many kids do you have? I have two daughters is how many I have. And I'm an Uber dad that drives them all over the countryside. What's up? Good afternoon from Joey Hodges Pressure Washing in Franklin County, Virginia. We got Mr. Tristan in the house. Did you get your hair cut? So Tristan put in the Facebook group if you're If you're a member of King of Pressure Wash, I have a special Facebook group. And he said he was going to get a haircut, and so he wouldn't have his man bun. I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll have to find out. Wait and see. Evening all washed up. Mr. Hamill, Mike, how are you doing? Sup? I've been here just hiding. Mr. F-Bomb, how are you doing? All right, so let me ask you the question, the people in here, do you use surfactant? Like a lot, a little, maybe, never? And so the reason why I'm hitting on this here is because I can show you a lot of people both ways. I can show you some that do it one way, and I can tell you a bunch that don't do it the other way. Now, I am not bashing on anyone. Don't think it. I've used them all. I mostly promote Roost Knot, but I've used Roost Knot. I've used Cody's. I've used Eliminator, which is Bob's. I've used Power Wash Stores. I've used PowerWash.com. I have used them all. And so the reason why I wanted to hit on this a little bit is because what is the purpose of surfactant, right? The purpose of surfactant is to take that water and the soap and encapsulate that dirt molecule. So that way, when the water comes and we rinse it off, it will allow it to go. And so that is the purpose of surfactant. Another thing is surfactant is it will let you use less water, right? Because it's more of a bubble. And so you don't have to use as much water to be able to do this. And so that is another thing. Another thing it does is it will allow you to, so it doesn't run off as fast. A lot of times we use it in roof cleaning. And so that is something that we use so it doesn't run off so fast. So we'll turn up our surfactant. Now, here is the thing that kind of where I'm going to get people, because you don't need surfactant. I can show you lots of people make hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars and never use surfactant. And so the reason what got me really intrigued about this, I always talk about Benjamin Gregory. Benjamin Gregory does a lot with LinkedIn. And if you haven't followed LinkedIn or Benjamin Gregory, he's doing about 1.5 million with pretty much one to two trucks. And he does a crap ton of commercial. He does probably $800,000 to $1 million a year just in commercial alone. And so Benjamin is actually a scientist. Like he has his scientist. And when he went and did his thesis at the end of the year, he actually did it on surfactant before he was ever a pressure washer. He didn't know nothing about pressure washing at this point. He just did it on surfactant. And so he's the one that educated me the most about it. I mean, I've heard it here and there and everything. And I've also done some stuff with foam, which is kind of the same thing with the firefighting side, right? It's the bubble. It's all of those things. It's the thickness. That's what foam is. Because you can use less water if you're a firefighter. Firefighters and foam and fire and surfactants are all the same at the end. Now, he was the one that's like, I never use surfactant. And this was a while ago. And I was like, what do you mean you don't use surfactant? I would have thought for sure you did. You're this, you sit there and you're the scientist. Like you're literally got a degree in scientist of this stuff. And he was like, yeah, but it doesn't change that much of a difference. And so as I was polling different people, I found the same thing. Now, I will tell you why I like surfactants is, you know, a lot of times surfactant for roof cleanings and stuff like that is good. Another reason why I like surfactants is because I like to be able to see when I go from soap to no soap, right? You can put it down at the ground on concrete at the bottom of the house and just hold it there, and you will start seeing the suds come. So then you know you're pulling out of the bleach tank or the surfactant tank. Some of you have the surfactant, you know, if you have a metering valve, you'll have three valves. Some people, you know, I've had it myself where I just pour my surfactant into the bleach tank and that will work that way. Now, there is some surfactants that will degrade bleach. There's not all surfactants aren't bleach stable. So you got to understand that. Don't be putting Dawn in bleach because it says on the side of the bottle, do not put in bleach. Unless it's bleach safe, and not many of Dawn. So a lot of people use things like Gain. And so as you're doing this, you can do it either which way. I don't care. I just kind of wanted to hit on this because we talked about this week of rather you do it or not. You don't have to. You can. You don't have to. But I'm just saying that surfactants, the biggest thing that I like surfactants for is so that I can see the bubbles coming out. And two is I like to not smell bleach, right? So most of your surfactants come with a scented aroma or whatever you want to call it, right? It's scented so you don't smell the bleach. It'll still burn your nose hairs of the bleach, but you won't actually smell it. And so I was talking to Benjamin, and which Benjamin got another person or DJ using it, is they use a stuff called as scented stuff. Now, the thing with scented stuff is you got to be careful. You got to make sure that you're not using something that could hurt you, because I'll tell you another story. So I had a friend that I built his trailer, Al. I haven't seen him on here, but Al lives in Dayton, Ohio. He's a PE school teacher. And so he come down here and I built his trailer and he took it up home and he went and he wanted to kill the bleach smell. So he went and got some lemon stuff and put in the bleach tank. It was real lemon stuff. Like it actually had lemon stuff in it. And the problem with that is, can anybody tell me what's in lemons? It's called acid, right? Acid. And acid, even in just a little bit of a lemon smell, does not like bleach. Those two are very not good. And so he went out and his tank was like smoking hot. He couldn't touch the tank. Everything around that surfactant or that bleach tank was hot. And he only put just a little bit in that tank. And it literally, he had to open the garage door to let the fumes out because it was making not a good mixture. And the tank was so hot, the tank you could actually like push in on it because it was working. The two were mixed together. And that's why you got to be very careful with acid, any type of acid. You could pour a can of Coke in your bleach tank and you will have a bomb going off in your hand right then because it doesn't take that much a thing. So that's why I'm always telling you, you never, ever mix any type of acid with any type of bleach thing. Even if you think you got it all out, all it takes is one drop of acid and some bleach or the opposite, and you will have a bubble. And so that is why I say that for. I see the SH bubbles, no joke. Yeah, no, SH does not bubble. And so usually what I do is to see if the bleach is on. If I'm not using no surfactant at all, I will actually spray out there and put it on my hands. And usually when you put it on your hands, you will feel the difference of water versus bleach. And then I'll usually bring it back and smell it to see if I can smell the bleach for that. So those are some things of why surfactants are what you can do for surfactants. Now, I was talking about the smelly stuff. So Benjamin likes to use, and I'll show you a place that you can get this stuff from. And it works very well. And it is called Etsy. Etsy has this stuff here. And it's got all kinds of different options here. And I don't know what some of these smell like. If you all could tell me what some of these smell like, that would just be really interesting to know what some of these smell like if you buy some. But if we go down here, I don't know what this one smells like. I'm not real sure how that smells, but there's some other ones. But I'll show you the ones that are good that actually take away the bleach smell is this fabric softener. These are really good ones, the fabric softeners. There's some more down here. Again, I'm not 100%. I don't know what happened to my screen. I'm not 100% what these other ones smell like either. Let me see. Let me go back down here and see if I can get some more here. Why is it doing that for? Why is it doing that for, Jason? Shoot. I was hoping that it wouldn't be stupid. Let's try this here. Is it not going to let me do it? Well, that's stupid. Let me close some stuff out here because I got to show this. Let me go back over here on my main screen. It's because it's kind of funny. So I got to show it what it is. So that way you can know what I'm talking about of what the fabric softener is. So that way, if you ever want to get it, you'll know what it is. Let me try it this way. I don't know what some of these smell like. Why is it doing two screens? Let me try this one here then. Add to cart. Oh, that's way too close. Let me scroll back out here. Let me see if I can get this to work because some of these are pretty interesting. I want to see if you know what some of these smell like. Oh, well, it's giving me two screens. So I'm going to just go on down. Since laundry detergent is really a good one. Lady V, I'm not sure what Lady V is. Not real sure what Lady V is. This one here, I'm not sure how it smells either. Could you tell me how this one smells? It's Lick Me All Over. I don't know how that one smells. Pink Sugar, Pink Sweetness. This one here, I'm not going to say out loud because I might get banned. I don't know why they would have a fish smell in here. So there's all kinds of different smells is what I'm going after that you can put in there. And so this is a way that you can make sure that that you can see to so that way it will take the smell of bleach away. And that's what I'm going for, because that is my goal. You know, the most of the time you're going to get complaints of that. And so this is some things that you can do, that you can use, that is friendly, that won't blow up. I know the lavenders, we've used those, different ones. So it's a way that it will make it smell like you're doing laundry. And so it is definitely a way that you can use to get scented for your surfactant. So again, if you want to use surfactant, you can use surfactant. Now, I will tell you, because I've been told by many other people, that chemicals is marked up about 300%. So a lot of people make a lot of money off of chemicals. So if you can get your chemical out there and everybody will buy it from you, it can definitely help with the chemicals. The big church that we did up at, I didn't do, the big church that Benjamin did, and we used, it had to be a pretty strong bleach because it was very cold outside. And so he was like 60-40. He had put that lavender in there, and you couldn't smell it for nothing. Like, it smelled just like a laundry detergent is what it smelled like. So that was a way that he was able to use that stuff to be able to do that. So let's see who all uses surfactant, because that was my question I asked, who uses surfactant. And so we have, let's see, who uses surfactants. So David Hamill says doing a roof absolutely needs surfactant on siding. You really don't need it. We feel it actually slows you down as it takes longer to rinse. And this is another reason. And this is another reason why it is good to use on a roof a lot of times, because then it keeps it up there. And so if you don't want a lot of runoff, that's when I really want to use surfactants, because I don't want it to run the, I don't want it to run off. I want it to stay on there. And so that's the good thing to do for that. TC says a little bit, only on roofs. Yes, I use it more now. It does help. We use slow mo. What's up? Never use surfactant for house wash, some for roofs, depending on the materials. And that's a good point too, because some roofs you don't want the surfactant on. For instance, if you're doing metal roofs, you don't want surfactant in it, because you have to rinse it back off. And if you use surfactant, it's going to stay longer, and that can cause other issues. So that's the thing about metal roofs. I use it to mask the smell on house washing just a little though, and definitely use a lot more for roofs. And that's where the other stuff can come into. I use Trudy's. It's fire. I use surfactant all the time for almost everything, but it depends upon what you use for. Most don't have an SH bleach additive in it to boost, cling, or spot window. And that's the one thing that I do like about roof snot, and I've always preached about roof snot from Russ Johnson, is because I never had issues with spotty windows with using roof spot. I know there's other ones out there that the windows look like crap, and I'm not going to mention the names, but Russ was one that with roof snot, I never had to worry about the windows. Hi, folks. Hope everyone is doing well. Using all your tips, man, you're the best. Well, thanks for watching. I appreciate you. I only use it for doing roofs, never on a house wash. It takes too long to rinse it off. So, again, it's a back to time. 3,000 in 2 weeks, six jobs, premium pricing. Man, that's awesome, because, you know I preach premium pricing all the time. And so that's the goal, right? To do less work, make more money. Not to do more work and make less money. That's the good part of it. What I use does, and it's easy to rinse off and leaves the window clean and spot free. 98% plus it covers it up. I see the SH is no bubbles. What's up, Mr. Alvin? Any type of acid mixed with any SH causes a chemical reaction and turns it into a gas and heat, and it will blow up. And yes, it will blow up. When I first started learning how to do pressure washing, I went down to Alabama. I think it was Huntington, Alabama. I believe it was. And, Clark, I don't remember his last name, went, and one of his employees had a pump up sprayer, and that pump up sprayer had one drop of acid in it. They had used acid in it, and they emptied out the acid, and then they filled it full of bleach, put the lid on it, and it literally exploded, like blew up. And so it is definitely something that all it takes is just one drop of there, and it don't even have to be a strong acid. It can be lemon juice. If it has lemon juice in it, it can literally blow up even in bleach. So that's why it is very important that you do not mix chemicals that you don't know if they play well. Do not mix chemicals if they don't play well. And here's the thing. F-Bomb has sent me pictures of stuff and different people doing stupid stuff of doing this stuff. And so you got to be careful when we're dealing with chemicals. Chemicals can be the most dangerous stuff. It might even be something scented that you're like, you're just putting in there, and the next thing you know, you got some gases going. I watch too many guys using the same pump up, rinsing out other chemicals. They are cheap in price. Losing a finger and toes investment is for safety for key. I would never put one chemical in and then dump it out and put another one in. If I always use one chemical, and when I was done with it, I bought enough pump up sprayers that I would just throw those acid ones away, because I didn't want to take a chance of putting acid into bleach, and so we got rid of them. I just pitched them, so that way I didn't have to worry about it. How is Google Ads doing? I remember last year they were stealing people's money. I know Google Guarantee's doing okay so far. Google Ads still ain't doing as well as I would like it to do. F-bomb. What do you use? Is EBC EBC is actually something that you can use. It's EBC Glide. And the EBC Glide will make your windows pretty much spotless. And so it's not 100%, but you can get away with not even. So I got a guy that, one of my guys that I know, he actually sells the EBC wash for his window cleaning for like $300. And then the actual window cleaning, exterior window cleaning with a water fed pole, he sells it at like $600. And all he's doing is putting that EBC Glide in it, and it makes them look really good. They come out really good. Who's leaving a pump-up sprayer in the direct sunlight? Will also cause chemicals to react and being under compression air, and the reaction will blow up. Why we don't use backup pump-up sprayers? This is two good things here. I don't know if I can find it here quick enough, but I can show you why you don't put a pump-up sprayer with acid, especially if it don't have the safety valve. If it don't have the safety valve, then it can blow up on you. And how do I know? Because I've got a picture of it somewhere here in my pressure washing training. That if I can pull up here, I will show you what I mean by this slide here. And so it is important that you understand that you don't mix pressure, you don't mix this stuff. That's the number one key. You mix this stuff and it's very bad for you. So it's important that we don't mix. These chemicals are designed not to mix them, because when you mix them, they can blow up on you. Let's see if I can find a picture here of a blown up one here. Oh, here we go. Where's my picture at? That's not it. Sorry. I want to find this now, because here we go. So this is the one F-bomb sent me. And so this is why we don't send. This is what happens. Had quite a rough Monday today. I was doing a house wash and rust removal on a large apartment complex. I had aluminum brightener in the pump-up sprayer and was carrying it around the building. Long story short, the pump sprayer exploded. It felt like I stepped on a grenade, went off on my hand, broke my thumb, 12 stitches in my thumb, shattered my big toe, broke third toe, and split open a foot. It all happened, damaged through my hook boots without cutting them open. Solely impact from explosion. I would post pictures, but it is pretty gruesome. The only had aluminum brightener in the container before this thing blew up. And so I don't know if I can zoom in more, but you can see how much this thing has blown up right here. This is a pump up sprayer. So this is why it is important that we be careful when we are out there doing this stuff. We are dealing with chemicals, and yes, they will blow up. And so that is why you have to be careful when we are doing this. Another reason why we don't use backpack sprayers is because that bleach will get on the shoulder straps, and then you sweat, or that bleach will leak out, or that acid will leak out down your back, and then you will get third degree burns down your backside, and it is not comfortable. So you got to be careful when you're dealing with this stuff. Aluminum brightener in a pump up sprayer left in the sunlight turns the gas and will blow up. I just showed you the picture of what can happen there. You know who made all the money in the gold rush? The people selling the tools to dig. Just saying. Yep. Gain laundry detergent. In hotter weather, I think surfactant helps to stay wetter longer. It can. We use roof snot, stopinade, eliminator. It all works about the same. Yes, it does. Color code the sprayers. Acid and SH doesn't mix, so always label, mark up, label the pump up sprayer bottles. Thanks for sharing great information. Thoughts on little degrees are mixed with SH on certain jobs. So the biggest thing on this is what are you cleaning, right? If it's organic growth, then the degrees are not going to do nothing for you. And so that is why you have to really kind of know what you're cleaning. And most stuff on these houses are organic growth, right? Your mold, your algae, all of that stuff. And so at that point, the degreasers aren't going to help you out much at that point. Remember to, and then the other problem with degreasers is if it's oxidized at all, then you can start removing a little bit of that oxidation if you're not careful. Remember to turn your face when releasing the pressure wash in your pump up. Yeah, that's a good point too. I'm two reviews away from 200. Started in 2020. No fancy chemicals contribute to our process or to our success. And so you don't need, a lot of people want to go and buy all these chemicals. And, you know, by the time you pay shipping and the cost of it, you can be up to $100, $200 for a 5-gallon bucket of this stuff, or $30, $40, $50 per gallon. And so that's why, you know, I'm a big fan of, if you don't need it, then why do I need it, right? If you want to do it, go buy it. I don't care. I'm just saying that I can show you. So for instance, Benjamin Gregory going to do 1.5 million this year. He don't use it. Jeremy with Pink Pro Wash, don't use it. Very little of it. Another guy that I had that did 400,000, don't use it. Right. And so I can probably name a bunch more people that don't use it. Also, my buddy DJ, don't use it. Very little. He uses it for the smell. He uses that. He uses the smelly stuff to help the smell of it, but uses very little surfactant. And so, it is something that, like I said, you can use it if you want to. I don't care if you use it or not. I'm just showing you and letting you know that it's out there, and whether you want to use it or not, that is up to you. And nobody else. I use green apple wash from Panhandle for surfactant, and I'm doing roof wash. I'll add some Klingon or roof snot. I use about 5 chemicals, and they will do multiple types of cleaning. You know, and your number one chemical is bleach or SH, sodium hypochlorite, whatever you want to call it, pool shock. I don't care what you call it. That is your number one chemical. And then, you know, a lot of people will use One Restore because One Restore is an acid, and it'll clean lots of different things too. If you want to use some other acids, you know, you just got to be careful with them. You know, I use a lot of F9, the Bark F9, which it's a pretty strong acid. It's an acid that can eat your skin off. It can eat your bones off. So you got to be careful when you're dealing with this stuff, you know, and when your employees are dealing with them, that is the even bigger problem, right? It's one thing if you screw you up, but if you screw up your employee, that's a whole nother issue. And so I don't want you to get screwed up, let alone your employee get screwed up. So make sure that you are doing the things that you need to do to stay safe, because again, you got to be careful of what you're doing. Do I have to wet the grass before surface cleaning a driveway and sidewalk? Most of the time you don't. I mean, are you spraying a bleach down first, or are you spraying a house wash mix? Are you spraying a 6% mix? What are you spraying down? Those would be my questions of, are you pre-mixing? If you're not pre-soaping, then no, you don't need to. On a couple projects, there was suet from repaving the road combined with organics. Then yes, that is when we would use our organic stuff, or that's when we would use our degreasers. We would use our degreasers when we're dealing with stuff like this, of suet, of if a house catches on fire and they have suet up the wall, then yes, that's definitely, we would use the degreasers for that. How do you was stone veneer? I'm going to assume you say, how do you clean stone veneer? And you use a house wash mix, and there's not much to it usually. If it's really dirty or moldy for whatever reason, then you might have to go up to a 2 or 3% mix. But a 1%, 1.5% will be just fine for that stone. Gain Laundry Stoves makes small dryer pellets to put into your laundry dryer. Sprinkle a few on the sidewalk, patio, etc. And when you walk on over the next few days, it keeps smelling great afterwards. That's what I thought about a mix. Didn't try it. Breaking Bad, yes. Takes too long to rinse. The best stuff is to hide the smell, and I agree. Melt in the tube of acid. You know it's clean when you can smell the bleach. Mom always said, quote from a customer. I'm watching late, but how is Eliminator for Windows? It does okay. My personal opinion, if I'm going to use surfactant, is roof's not. It doesn't leave spots on windows, or really unlikely to leave spots on windows. If you use EBC, it really works really well for not leaving spots on it, so you can actually use it to help with it also. Yes, I'm pre-soaking. Is there a particular brand would you suggest? I know I've said it a couple times, but like Roof's Knot, Cherry Manade from there. That's what I've always used and always liked. I've used a bunch of the other ones, and a bunch of them leave spots, and I don't like spotted windows. You know what's, even if you don't tell them that you're going to clean the windows, they will be spotted, and that's going to get you a call back most of the time. I'm a snot made man. If you don't know who it is, he ain't into groups. So Russ Johnson is from Southside Equipment out of Louisville, Kentucky. He used to be in all the groups way back. He was an OG, like way back when. He not too far from me. And he is very knowledgeable on pressure washing. Been doing it for years, like probably 20, 30 years. He's been doing it for that long. And so he is very knowledgeable on the chemicals and all of that stuff. So he's just, like I said, he's not in the groups, not much anymore. So a lot of times you're not going to hear his name out as much. But he is definitely a guy that can help you out a lot. EBC Glide and SH is amazing. Is amazing, he says. Don't really use surfactant much unless I am... Don't know. Great price. Great price, and it's the best I've had. I've tried 5 gallons delivered around $100. $100. Does post-treatment prevent squall marks? It can help. If you're having a lot of problems with, if you're going too fast and you're having problems with, I'm assuming you mean tiger stripes, is what I'm assuming that is. It can help if it ain't too bad, but if it's too bad, you're going to have to reclaim it anyway. I mean, you can actually post-treat with, or you can pre-treat with a 6% and not even use a pressure washer. It's still going to have dirt on it, but it's probably going to kill all the mold and all the algae and crap on it. I run into a lot of vinyl homes with brick at the bottom. I've been running 4% to clean the brick as well as the vinyl. What's your process on that? If the brick isn't very dirty, I wouldn't worry about the brick at the bottom of it. I would just do the vinyl side of it. So like a lot of times we'll clean the front of a house and, you know, when you're talking the front of the house and it's all brick, but you got the gutters and stuff, I will hit all the brick in that, but it's not dirty. It's not like you can see the mold and the crap on there. Right. And so I will, not worry about it as much. And so that's where I would just, if it's bad, then I would just hit the brick with 4%. But I'm not going to clean a whole house for with 3 or 4% because now I'm just wasting chemicals. And I'm also taking a chance of killing a bunch of flowers and all the stuff around and grass. You know, you really don't want to overkill, or otherwise you're going to have other issues of killing the landscaping and the grass around it. I don't know what squall marks are. That's what I'm assuming. Tiger stripes is what I'm assuming. Chems for painted aluminum house, no organic and pretty clean for the most part. If it ain't got no organic, it's probably got some organic, depending on how long it is. One, you want to test to make sure that the paint doesn't change colors on you looking at it. And I would just use if it's pretty clean, I would just use a weak house wash mix is what I would use on it. And you would probably be fine. If it's oxidized, you're not going to get that off anyway, and it needs to be repainted at that point. Only use surfactant for roofs. Personally, I get Cleanse All BC for oxidation removal and F9 for rust. I have a local supplier for EcoChem products. Yeah, and I like F9. It works. That's what I used it all a lot. Dragon juice is hands down the best. It comes concentrated and end up paying $5.60 a gallon. Do you clean metal roofs? We don't actually have a lot of metal roofs up here. We're getting more and more of them. But I know down south you'll see a lot more metal roofs. The biggest thing with metal roofs is if it's oxidized, be careful with it, because set the expectation or you'll be up there and wishing your life was not what you were doing. You can lose money really fast if you're not careful. Is the best so far. I started with Eliminator. We have a lot of that here, but there's no black, just downstream it as usual. The biggest thing with metal roofs too is a lot of times if it's really hot, you want to cool them down before you put that chemical on it. Because if you spray a chemical on a hot roof, it's going to oxidize it really fast. And so you want to spray, either do it early in the morning or spray it. The other thing with metal roofs too is you want to make sure that if you have, make sure it's not Galvalume. If it's Galvalume, a house wash mix will turn it black. And then you're going to hate life. It ain't going to be fun for you. I wouldn't money on them overpriced products. I didn't say that. Anybody had luck getting battery acid out of concrete and brick? Lots of that around here with golf carts, and I have never had luck removing battery acid with Alex. Alex ain't going to be strong enough. You're going to have to use like Bark 9. Or F9 bark, it will get that stuff up. I actually had a big golf club. Then they had battery acid all over the underneath. And they're like, here, do this one spot right here, right in front of the door. I was able to get it clean and it looked brand new, nice and white. One thing about it though, Sean, is when you do get the battery acid up, you do need to put a sealer on it because that concrete, you can see down in it. So you need to put a sealer on it so that way when the water doesn't get into it, so you won't be able to see the rust later on. But Bark F9 will bring that stuff up. Oleic acid is not strong enough. Oleic acid is very weak. That's one of your weakest acids you can get is oleic acid. And so you have to get a lot stronger acid than that. For chimney stains, I use sodium hydroxide. What's up, Mr. Artie? How are you doing? But, you know, just again, I I'm looking at this picture. I want you all to see this picture again because it's this stuff, we are using chemicals, and I want you to remember that. I don't want you to forget or you get in a hurry or whatnot. You know, we are using chemicals. This stuff will blow up, so you got to be careful with it. You know, he basically had aluminum brightener and a pump-up sprayer. He was setting it down on the ground. It got hot. It didn't have the vent in it, and it blew up. It broke his feet and his hands and stitches, and it's no joke. I mean, I want to scare you a little bit because I want to make sure you go home and you don't do something stupid and get hurt, because if you get hurt, it doesn't do anybody any good when you get hurt. So make sure you don't get hurt. If I get an oxidized roof, my go-to is Cleanse All BC, but it don't work that very good either, because I've heard, here's the deal. I know there's some videos out there showing Cleanse All BC, but I've seen people, and I can give you references after references of people that, you know, they don't work as good as some people make it show, just so you know. Always pre-wet metal roofs before spraying any type of chemical, no matter if it's a simple wash, oxidation removal, but also know that type of metal the roof is first, so before you clean it. Again, if you put metal on, if you put bleach on a Galvalume roof, you are going to turn it black and you're going to have big issues. Do you rinse shingle roofs or not? So I do not rinse them here, but I'm gonna put a but. We don't have gutters, or we do have gutters. If you don't have gutters, I would probably rinse them. We also don't have carpet moss, you know, the thick moss or really thick moss. And so if you have that, that's a different story. I don't have that around here, so I don't have to worry about it. We have a little bit of moss around here, but I'm not talking carpet moss. And so I always just let the rain do the work for what I need. Is SH fine to use on natural stone? Yes, I would do a test maybe, but yes, it should be. I do have and cleaned metal roofs. Can muriatic acid premix be downstream? I personally do not mess with muriatic acid, and I don't like it. It's another dangerous chemical. Hey, brother, almost 3 months in, and I've gotten at least $3,000, but lost my job, and now all my money is going toward bills. Is a killer. Well, go out there and get more. Start knocking on doors. Start putting out yard signs. If you ain't got money for it, go knock on doors. Knock on commercial doors. Knock on residential doors. You just got to go out there and make it happen. It ain't going to come by nothing. You know, I got a couple up in Springfield, Ohio, right outside of Dayton, Ohio. And him and his girlfriend, they started a pressure washing business. They both just quit their job and started walking the streets and knocking doors. They walked their first year. They walked and made every bit of money off of just walking doors, walking and knocking. Hey, do you need any pressure washing? Do you need any pressure washing? And I think he either made $60,000 his first year or $90,000 his very first year. I don't remember which one. I know one, it's one or the other. And I know that's a big gap difference, but that's what he did. He literally just started walking on them and knocking on doors and asking, right? You have not because you ask not. And so sometimes you got to do hard things. It's not easy. Running a pressure washing business is not easy. If anybody ever tells you running a pressure washing business is easy, they are lying to you. There's stress in it. You got to deal with customers. You got to learn how to get, people to call you. You got to be able to figure out how to answer your phone. It is not an easy business to start. I know it doesn't take a lot of money to start up, but it's one thing to start up a business. It's another thing to run a business. Are you profitable? Are you making money? That is the biggest thing that most people don't understand. And that's why they come in at cheap prices. And that's why they go out of business. That's what makes business hard, is because you don't know how to charge, and you will go out of business because you're not charging enough. And so that is what I would tell you is you got to go out there and knock on doors. There's no reason you can't make $10,000 a month. You just got to go out there and do it. Now, when you're knocking on doors, don't go to the dirty houses. When you see a whole subdivision of dirty houses, don't go down. That's not your customer. Go where the houses are clean, and that's where you'll make more money at the end of it. Hot metal roof will flash oxidize with any chemical if you don't pre-wet it and cool it down. Yep. But I don't use chemicals. I use a 12-inch surface cleaner, and I charge for it. I want to do Christmas lights this year. Some plans of coming to New Jersey or Pennsylvania this year. I would like to come to your class. I do have the dates up in my Christmas lights. You can go check it out at christmaslights.io, which that's not it. Let's see, is this it? Wow, that's about big and obnoxious. Christmaslights.io. And you not that's where you can buy the lights, but that's where you can also find them. Because Christmas lights are awesome. We're getting ready to do a in-person class for permanent lighting. Permanent lighting is another good thing to do. And that'll have all the dates and stuff of it. How much does Donovan make in Christmas lights? I don't know. 100%. Just on Christmas lights alone. Jason with exterior commercial building cleaning is hourly best quoting the job. I'm at like $375 an hour. What's your thoughts? Yes, I would shoot for like $3,000 to $4,000 per day is what I would shoot for, which if you're shooting for $375, that means you're pretty close to that. If you're at $10 or if you're at 10 hours, you're at, you know, you're at that $3,000 mark per day. So that's kind of what I shoot for. That's what Gregory shoots for. That's what a bunch of people, DJ's been shooting for that here lately and been getting it. And so that's where I would shoot for the stuff there. Best way to remove Eflow. Just got a big call to remove some from a car wash. Car washes can be tough. If it's Eflow on the outside of the building is one thing. If it's Eflow on the inside, that can be a different thing. If it's got like a bunch of soap scum and different things, that can be hard to do. If it's on the outside, I use the Eflow or F9 Eflow. Also, EcoChem has something that can do it. So you can test either one of them if you got it. Yes or no? I don't remember what your question was. Oh, I would say probably no on, I wouldn't downstream. Muriatic acid. Appreciate that. We have carpet moss. I use a soft push broom to knock it off and then apply the S8s. And yes, that's what you're going to do with that stuff. Just sold a $12,000 residential concrete house wash job. The biggest yet. That's pretty awesome. I don't know if that's working. That's pretty awesome. Definitely awesome, awesome, awesome. Is post-treatment important? Important. It can't. If you didn't get a very good clean, it will help. It will help it a little bit whiter. It just depends. Sometimes I did post, sometimes I did pre, sometimes I didn't do nothing. Depends on how dirty it is. If it's really dirty and got a lot of like sap and trees over it, then yes, you're going to want, if it has trees over it, then you're going to need to do a post-treatment because that sap's not going to come up with just a pressure washer. So that's why you would need to use the there. There are a lot of acids that are safer than muriatic and can be downstream. And yes, I agree with that. I'm not a muriatic fan at all. I cleaned Galvalume roof last year that came out great. I just kept it wet the entire time. Do you avoid cleaning them altogether? I mean, I would just be careful because it ain't cheap to fix is the biggest thing. And I would do probably test also. Had to jump off, closed a commercial job plus her house, two other closing. I had to schedule everything real fast. And it's even another thing to scale a business. That's a great point. You know, it's one thing to start a business. It's another thing to run a business. It's another thing to scale a business, right? The two hardest things to do is go full time on a pressure washing business. That's one. And two is get off the freaking truck. That is the hardest two things of a pressure washing business. To get off the truck ain't easy. It took me almost 3 years to get off the truck. So that is definitely something that you have to look at when you're building a business, and it's not always easy. So that is definitely something that you want to look at. Amen, and raise the prices. I can't wait for lights. Lights are awesome. Lights are awesome. Get the likes up. It's free. Yeah, so hit the like button. I appreciate it. I have a downstream manifold system from Midwest. If I plumb an extra port to SH in addition to a regular port, would I get two times the amount of? No, you would not. You're only going to get whatever that downstream injector is going to pull. It doesn't matter if you have two ports or not. I'm in your program. Do you also should have to install Christmas lights? You don't have to install Christmas lights. I don't under in your program, do you also should how to show how to install Christmas lights? My if you do the King of Pressure Wash, it's my old Christmas light. It is in there, but it's not up to date. The new one up to date is in my at christmaslights.io. This is my first year of pressure washing. I did have a full-time job. I like that for now because my biz can grow back. I'm solely pressure washing. Biggest thing is just go take action. That's what it's all about. Blend manifold doesn't work like that when downstreaming off of it. You'll still only get 1% to 2%. How big is the house? Again, if you didn't know and you wanted to join King of Pressure Wash, I have a membership that you can join. And every Monday night, we talk on a Zoom call. I have all of my trainings in there. I have everything about pressure washing. I have the 26 steps to the perfect house wash. So that way you clean the house wash every time the best way out there. So that way you get 5-star reviews, you get more business, you get more referrals. And so you can go check that out at kingofpressurewash.com. Also, I do have some training coming up. If you want to go check out KPW Train, I have some in-person trainings coming up. And so, I'm going to be in Indianapolis. I'm going to be actually not for pressure wash. I'm going to be in Portland next week. And there is a few spots left open. If you're in the Portland area and you want to learn about pressure washing or Christmas lights, you can go to kpwtrain.com. Also, Christmas lights is coming up. Christmaslights.io. You can go check it out. The in-person trainings, all of that awesome stuff. Christmas lights are the best thing ever. If you hang in Christmas lights, it's a great way to make a lot of money. I'm actually going to be in Utah doing a permanent lighting class. So you can go check out the permanent lights. Permanent lights are a thing that are coming out. If you're not in my Facebook group for Christmas lights, I would tell you to go check it out. And the other day I did a live with Dustin and we talk about pretty cool stuff about systems. Systems is what makes your business grow. And do you have systems in your business? If you don't have systems in your business, it was a great video. I would highly recommend you to go check out that video because that was a good video on systems because systems are king. If you want your business to grow and scale, you've got to have systems and good systems because everybody has systems, but not everybody has good systems. What is a good price for 200-hour used skid with all tanks, reels, proportioners, and an 8-gallon a minute pro on it? I don't know what a good price on it is. Probably about 10 grand. I don't know. A new one's about 20. Where has Wild West been? You know what? I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while. I had SH blow a hole in the bottom of a Kim rated tank or rated pump up sprayer. Was the second time used. Be careful with them. The handles also can leak onto your hands. What's up with virtual training, Jason, for Christmas lights? No system, no money. No systems, no money. You know what? That is a great thing right there. No systems, no money. No systems, no money. And that is true, 100%. Systems are what's going to make you grow and scale. It's going to make you, and not just systems of how to pressure wash, right? That's one set of systems. You have those systems down that you're being efficient. Are you doing everything that you need to do to be efficient? What about your systems for your phone calls, your system for your website, your systems for your social media stuff? All of those are systems that you need to have in place so that way you can grow and scale your business. My goal is to make you be successful, right? And for you to be successful, you got to have good systems in place. You know, I know people have systems in place that can get the phone ringing, but they don't have a system in place of how to answer the phone and get the phone to be answered. And so then they lose money because they're not answering their phone. And so this is why it is important that you have systems in your business. WWW is still around. His business is doing great. Wild Wild West. Wild Wild West. Go to the no. So with that, I hope you all have an amazing week this week. The grass is starting to grow, and actually I need to mow it, and we're mowing it almost weekly. And when that happens, the phone will start ringing. I know a phone has been ringing for a lot of people, and a lot of people have been making money already, but some of you still are a little bit slow. And then when the grass is green and the grass is growing, the phone is ringing. And so that's what I tell you. Everybody always wants to know, when does pressure washing season start? And I always say, when people start mowing every week. And when people start mowing every week, your phone is about guaranteed to ring. And so that is definitely something that you have to do. Systems work for any business. I did a house in October of last year. Made some flyers and sold an assisted living complex, 110 single family or house cottages for apartments, building over $100,000. Thanks for your videos. That is freaking amazing. So that is amazing, amazing, amazing. So with that, I hope you all have an amazing night and amazing week, and we'll see you all later. All right, guys, that is all the time we have for today's show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I know you found this as exciting as I did. If you appreciate the work we do here at King of Pressure Wash, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And give this episode a 5-star review. I would appreciate it very much. This helps me get to other people so that they can be successful just like you can be also. And if you're looking to start and grow your own pressure washing business to give you and your family financial freedom, time freedom, be sure to sign up at thekingofpressurewash.com so you can be the King of Pressure Washing in your area.